Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everyone, Michael Anthony here. Van Halen, Chickenfoot, Sammy in the Circle. But anyway, you're listening to the only podcast that is dedicated to breaking down the entire Van Halen catalog one track at a time. And the podcast will rock. Ow!
Hello, baby!
Well, welcome back to part two of the 100th episode of And the Podcast Will Rock. I'm your temporary guest host, Kevin Brown, and I'm here talking with my friends, Corey and Mark. Okay, so one thing I did before we got online, and I sent you guys a little bit of homework, which you alluded to, Corey. I asked you to give me your top 10 Van Halen tracks that you've covered so far on the show. Yes. And you sent them to me privately, so you don't know which tracks each have picked. So I'm going to read them sort of bottom to top. Out, and then we'll sort of talk about, you know, where you were similar, where you diverged, and some of the tracks that you left off that surprised me. So
Jeff Brewer is going to yell at me. Jeff Brewer is in the chat.
Oh, he's I'm going to yell.
You're both going to get yelled at for sure. Yeah, I mean, including by me for one song that's not on both of your lists. Anyway,
okay.
In 10th place for both of you, there's a balance track. Corey, you went with "Don't Tell Me What Love Can Do." Mm-hmm. Mark, you went with "Seventh Seal."
Mm-hmm.
Two great songs, and I've seen both of those songs live.
Nice.
Number 9, Mark, you went with Judgment Day from Fuck, obviously. Corey, On Fire from the debut album.
That's right.
Nice.
Number 8, Corey, Dreams from 5150. That's one that surprised me a little bit.
One that definitely surprised me.
One that definitely surprised me here, Mark, and this is one of the ones I was like, I don't know if Mark picks this before this podcast. Little Guitars from Dive Down.
Really?
This was one of the four that that I wouldn't have if you had asked me beforehand, because I just either didn't hear it or just definitely wasn't paying attention to it. But this was probably one of our most, if not the most, manifested of the tracks. And it just got me curious. I'm like, wow, they really want to, like, they really want to cover Little Guitars. Why is none of that coming to my brain? Like, I hope we spin it for everyone else's sake. And when we did, and I, to this day, I believe, on the charts, this is still our highest, rated, track, which blows my mind. 'Cause like, wow, really? But it's hard to argue because the song is fantastic. It's a great track. So, I couldn't deny the feeling I got when I listened to it. I was like, wow, you know, that actually, okay, I get why people really wanted to listen to this and talk about it. So, with all that factored in, I don't know. I had to put it on the list. It didn't make my top five, obviously, but, it felt like it needed to be there on this journey so far.
You know, and I think that's one of those songs, definitely for me, that your podcast, I will be forever indebted to you for bringing me back to you, because I stopped listening to Derby Down fuck, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, because I hated the covers. I don't like those covers on that album. We've talked about that a lot. Apart from, what's the Kinks one to do? Where Have All the Good Times Gone?
Yep.
That one I like. I'm not a fan of that. But Little Guitars, man, I think it's probably, it might be in my top five. If I had to sit and really think about it, it's the one song that I've sort of, I would say that I wouldn't, that I've kind of fallen in love with again through this show. So thank you, boys.
Best song on the record. Absolutely. Yeah.
For me, it is, yeah. DOA for Corey at number 7 from Van Halen 2.
It's the riff. I love that riff. Like, it is just, the stank riff, factor is at 11. Love DOA.
And Mean Street at number 7 for Mark. Again, is this one of your four that you wouldn't have picked before, I would imagine?
Actually, yeah, yes, it was. It was one of the four. But I had heard Mean Street before. I just didn't have like fond, with the exception of Unchained, I didn't really have any fond memories of any other track from Fair Warning. So when this came up, this was also highly manifested as well. And I pay attention to these things. And it's, you can't deny it, man. Mean Street just, it just hits.
Oh, see, Jeff's already yelling at me. DOA stinks all right now.
As a special honorable mention, it just only didn't make the list because of, you know, other circumstances, but I did have Dreams like ready to go in my top 10, but it just got nudged out from by Seventh Seal because of, you know, personal biases.
Yeah. Okay, number 6, Corey. The first song that you both picked in different spots, but number 6 for you was Ain't Talking About Love. And I won't reveal where Mark placed it yet, but number 6 Ain't Talking About Love. For Mark, number 6 is 5150.
Nice.
And I mean, talk about... So here's a question. Is that the best title track from an album? You know, the song that the album's named after, I don't know if there's a better one that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, considering most of the albums don't have... Like, there's no track called Balance. There's no track called For Unlawful.
I'm not talking about Van Halen. I am talking about All Music.
All Music.
Oh. It's definitely one of the ones high up there, I would say. I would need more time to really...
Yeah, Sergeant Pepper might be... No.
Yeah. Well, we can have a separate conversation about my feelings on the Beatles, but it's fine.
Tom's mad at me now too. 6? I don't know if he's talking about me or he's talking about Mark.
He might be talking about me for 5150. I know, but I mean, I have my top 5 needed to be my top 5.
Right, so let's get into the top 5 then. So Mark, number 5, Hot for Teacher from 1984.
Yep. Can't deny
for
it.
For Corey, the second song that you both picked, Pound Cake from For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. I don't think that wasn't a surprise. I knew that was going to come up in both lists, and I would have been horrified and amazed if it wasn't.
Oh, I sure love my baby's Pound Cake.
Tell you, man, it's the best rock song ever written about monogamy. Well, that's just not many people can pull it off. Sammy Hagar did. So, number 4, Corey picked Unchained from Fair Warning. Again, both of your top 5s. And Mark, you picked Pound Cake. So you weren't far out on Pound Cake, just one out.
Not far,
And then we go to Mark, Unchained is at number 3. For Corey, we go back to the Fuck album, Runaround.
And that's just personal favorite. I love Runaround.
Of course.
That's going to divide the room, though, right? That one's, I think out of all of the ones we've talked about before, I think Runaround being the high, and I love that song too. I think it's a great riff, it's a great chorus, but that one's definitely going to send, especially the Dave guys, they are going to lose their fucking minds. So.
And I feel bad. I love 5150 so much. I didn't put it in my top 10, though, because just I don't know. I had personal connections to the 10 that are on there. I really wanted a balance track on there, but 5150 should have been on there. I know already Tom's saying shit like, for 5150, not bad, just disappointed. I know it should have been.
I knew it.
Much higher on both lists, yeah. But run around just where I was in 1991, and that song and that video just meant the world to me. And
these are our personal list, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Not discounting the brilliance of 5150. It's an amazing fucking song.
But for sure.
The thing that for me always makes Runaround is that break. It's that hard stop before.
Oh,
here we go. It's that little stop, that little half.
If only she owns it, bang. Yeah.
It's so good. So good. Okay.
Yeah.
So your top 2 Corey has gone for a song from 1984 and 5150. Mark's gone for a song from Van Halen and For All Lawful Carnal Knowledge.
Really?
So let's play a little game. Corey,
noticing a pattern here?
Can you guess Mark's number two? So it's from the Fuck album.
Fuck album? I'm going to guess Top of the World.
Okay. And Mark, what's your guess for number two from 5150? What did Corey go with?
Well, he already said he didn't put the track there, so...
I am a thief of joy. He also says pound cake about monogamy is kind of bullshit. Kevin, explain yourself.
I mean, no, you have so much to answer for there, Kevin. And you already said dreams, right? So, I mean...
I did, yeah.
It's got to be like... I think Best of Both Worlds.
Hey, in the guessing contest, Mark's 2 for 2 tonight.
Number two
for Corey is Best of Both Worlds. Number two for Mark right now.
Right now.
Which again was...
I was going between that and Top of the World. Yeah.
You're very close. I mean, very close, because like Top of the World, that's a great one as well. Probably if we'd have done like a top 15, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, Scott got it. Scott Monroe right now. Nice. I think maybe you should co-host a pod. I'll fucking retire and Scott can hop on here with Mark every week.
You'll never retire. You got to consume all the podcasts.
You're going nowhere.
I don't know. I got to tell you, I am so tired, I might retire. Jesus. If anyone wants my spot, they're welcome to it.
Don't let him retire, you guys. He's got a smile. He's got a smile on a grateful universe once he's consumed every last podcast.
Okay, so number one spot. It's a Dave song in both cases, which I think, you know, probably is appropriate. I think that, you know, it's Dave versus Sammy debate gets a bit tiresome, but I don't think you can argue that they were two different bands. Eddie was the whole swing thing and the fun and the funky stuff in the first six albums, and then they went more into sort of a bit of a traditional hard rock sound. That's all fine. It's all Slade Van Halen. So I think you've both gone for Dave. Corey, from 1984, Panama. One of the quintessential Van Halen songs that just sounds like Van Halen and nobody else.
It's the ultimate, like that and Unchained to me, or when you define Van Halen, it's those songs. And even the video, I go back to like Dave with the boombox on the wire and he's going across, and Mikey with the Jack Daniels bass, and Eddie was upside down. And like, to me, because that was my introduction to Van Halen. That's why I went with my favorite track off 1984 and Panama. It's the ultimate. I already said, if I could hop on stage with Van Halen and play a song, I'd play Panama. To me, it's right up there with the ultimate Van Halen tracks.
It's also kind of an accessible song. Most bar bands can actually, they can kind of have a go at that one.
Yeah.
Because it's a great riff. It's not a super complex riff. The solo, obviously, that's a different thing, but the vocal's not super high.
Boy, can you fuck that open pretty easily, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have heard it. I have heard it.
And you got Creepy Dave. Reach down in between my legs.
Yeah.
Have a seat back.
Yeah. It's got everything.
Anybody else doing it is just—it's cringe to the highest order.
But it's great. And so, okay, Mark, number one.
Yeah.
Ain't Talking About Love. Again,
shocker.
It's just—it's hard to argue, right? There's a bunch of songs in the Van Halen catalog that you think if someone says that's the best song in the catalog, you go, "Yeah, I can see why you think that," and like, I don't really have a really solid argument against it. So, but let's get into then some of the songs that you didn't pick.
Sure.
So some of the omissions. The one that I'm the most surprised about is that I'm the One didn't make it onto either list, which blew my mind, because that's number one for me and always has been. But
And I don't know, because I'm thinking I need a Van Halen one song on here, because it's, to me, it's the perfect debut album. Like every song is fucking classic. And I just remember doing episode 2 and listening to On Fire. That was the first song we ever spun traditionally on the wheel. Mm-hmm. And thinking, oh my God, this is a perfect fucking rock song and a perfect concert closer. And I'm thinking, of all the songs, You Really Got Me Now is probably my favorite off of Van Halen 1, but On Fire, I think, is, for me, just personally, is the best song. But I'm the One, it's top 15. Holy cow. It is fucking great. And Jeff already, wait, where's Mean Street? I'm the One. I'm the One is right there, and so is Mean Street. They're definitely top 20. Oh, my God. Scott Monroe says, where's Amsterdam, Mark? Absolutely.
Well, Poser. For one, we haven't spun Amsterdam.
We haven't spun it. That's the key.
So yeah. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
There's the only reason Ain't Talking About Love is number one is because we haven't spun my favorite Van Halen track yet. Like, and we all know what it is at this point. And if you don't, then you haven't been paying attention. But my close second, you know, we have spun, so it's number one. You'll also notice in my list, there's a pattern of which songs, much like Corey, a lot of these songs have like a personal connection to me, and that's why they fall into the list that they do. But I also, you'll notice only one album has multiple songs on my list. Everything else comes from different albums, and but that's again the personal connect. Oh no, yeah, you're right, it's two. But obviously, the Fuck album stands tall on this list just because that's the album that I have like a deeper connection to because of my, you know, nostalgia or whatever you want to call it. But also, it's just a great album. Also, I intentionally went against some, not all, obviously, but some of the heavy hits just because. Just seemed too obvious, and you know, it's like I don't have much of a connection with those except for the fact that yes, we all know those songs. Like I wasn't gonna put Jump on the list. I wanted to put Panama, but I didn't because I was thinking about these other songs, and so it got omitted. That does not mean I hate Panama. Obviously I love it, but that's why, you know, my list went the way it went. And I guess for I'm the One, again, when I started thinking about my top 10, just I'm the One didn't pop up in there, but
I don't know if we've done that one.
Actually, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
Have we done it on the One?
It was a live feed where I had to go and pick up my kid, and I had to.
I was devastated.
Yes,
I do remember that. Yes,
so I would ask you.
What a great song.
I think that Jump is obviously, and I don't think this is controversial to say, it's the song that's most widely known from the Van Halen catalog. No question about that. Gets played on pop radio, rock radio. Everyone kind of knows that song. So is it, when you're sort of talking about your favorites, or do you sort of throw that to one side because it's, I don't know, because it's over, I hate that word overplayed, but it's overplayed because musically that song is incredible. There's some stuff in that song that is, but that whole drum pattern that Al plays in that breakdown in the keyboard solo, go try playing that. It's impossible. Like, and we talked about that before. So when you're thinking about a song like Jump and you're comparing it to, you know, so you've got Panama, Best of Both Worlds, Run Around, Unchained, Hot for Teacher, Mean Streets, Little Guitars, Dreams, On Fire. Why do you think that hardcore Van Halen fans just push that one so far over to one side? Is it just the overplayed thing, or is it the poppy thing?
I think you're 100% right on the overplayed thing, because like you said, there's nothing really to fault on Jump, maybe lyrically a little bit. But when I was picking my top 10, I just went with how it made me feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, do I skip it? How happy does it make me? Because, like, even Eddie said, if it sounds good, it is good. Like, you know, you could say, and I know Jeff has made the case 100 times why Mean Street is the ultimate Van Halen song, because technically it's so brilliant, and he's 100% right. But what touches my soul? What really makes me feel good, right? And Jump, it, you know, great song. Top 20 for me, maybe, but I've heard it so many times it might, you know, hurt that a little bit. Whereas Run Around comes up on my shuffle, I'm still singing at the top of my lungs, especially when that break happens, and I'm giving it a little extra push after that break on the here we go, like, just you know, shit like that. Same with Best of Both Worlds, same with Panama. So they're not the best Van Halen songs, but for me personally, in my life, for what I've experienced in my life and what I equate to these songs, to me, those are the best songs. And that even includes, you know, Getting Laid Unchained in Plentywood, Montana.
Plentywood, okay, indeed.
And a couple of other highlights that I sort of thought that might show up in either one of your playlists was Take Your Whiskey Home, which, again, I think was a 95 or something. Like, it's a really high vote. Maybe it was second or something, Corey, or third in the overall sort of rankings.
Number
it
two.
It was an early
number
one.
Two.
Yeah.
Number 98%.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Take Your Whiskey Home, which surprised me, because going in, I would think of all the Women and Children First songs, that is not the one I would have picked to be the leader on that record.
Well, and the reason
that was the same with Little Guitars, you know, like, yeah, I would not have expected that one to be the one that was so high, but here we are.
Yeah. And I think that, again, Take Your Whiskey Home, I was a bit surprised it didn't make your list, Corey, more than Mark's, because it's so ZZ Top. Like, it's it that is, real yeah. sort of Billy Gibbons swing to him. Like, yeah, I think
you know what might have hurt that one of his. What might have hurt that one is because I'm listening to that record so much this week because I'm getting ready for the Women and Children live show. So I had to come up with my own rankings for Women and Children and, you know, everybody else's rankings. I'm listening to that record a lot this last week, so maybe I'm just a little sick of it. But it is one of my favorites off that album.
Okay, so we're talking about albums and representation. Like, both of your lists were really quite diverse across the catalog. 5 Sammy songs, 5 Dave songs for both of you, which again, I wasn't necessarily expecting. I thought it might be 6 and 4, 4 and 6, either way. But I'm Van surprised. Halen 3, obviously, no songs from Van Halen 3, just because, apologies to Gary, it's not an album that everyone loves. A Different Kind of Truth didn't make it onto either of your lists either, which again, doesn't really surprise me because I don't think those songs are as strong as the ones you've gone with.
It's a good record, though. Like that's one of the things that I do in this show. It's like, oh my God, I really love A Different Kind of Truth. That was one of the big surprises for me.
But the third one that neither of you picked a track from is surprising, I think. Do you know what it is? Have you guys noticed which ones?
We don't have anything, or I don't have anything from Van Halen 2.
You don't? No.
I do. But I have nothing from Diver Down.
Yeah, you have nothing from Diver Down.
And I do.
Yeah.
Van Halen 3.
Van Halen 3. We already said Women and Children First. Neither of you picked a song from Women and Children First.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Whiskey was close. Whiskey was like my 11 or 12.
Yeah. And The Cradle Will Rock. Everybody wants some.
Yeah.
Fools, you know, you got some good
songs. In a Simple Rhyme.
Rhyme, I love In a Simple Rhyme. Yeah.
Romeo Delight is my favorite track on the record.
Yeah. Everybody Wants Some was close in terms of, like, that was another one with Dreams that was sort of like an honorable mention. But, if we did a top 15, I guarantee you that makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, to me, Women and Children is solid all the way through. But there's no, like, immediate classics. Like, that's a record where everything is great, but not maybe top 10 worthy.
Again, I mean, I just think you're absolutely insane, but that's perfectly fine because that's why this podcast is so good. It's because we start these conversations. And I think one thing, again, I'll just throw back to what we were talking about community earlier. Yeah, you get the dickheads who come on and shout at you because you're not music experts. Even though you said that for the first, I don't know, 50 episodes right at the top of the show that you just found. What I love about it is, though, that we can all have these different opinions and you've built this community of people who can disagree, which is a weird thing in 2023 that we're allowed to disagree and still be nice to one another.
Exactly.
Yeah, what a concept. You know, we can have different opinions, but still move forward. You know, it's like, especially when is like mundane as like, do you like this rock band? No. Why not, you asshole? Like, I don't know.
Look, and Jeff already is saying things like, you've redeemed yourself, he's okay with my number 4 choice. So, you know, even Jeff and I are making, we're building bridges.
Look at that. Yeah.
It's all good.
Okay, boys, I got some testimonials for you. I sort of reached out to some of your patrons and a few other people to say, you know, the boys have got their 100th episode. You know, you've built this community and these people are part of this community. What do you got to say about that? So Greg Renoff says, I propose a toast to 100 and the Podcast Will Rock episodes and to 100 more. Congratulations and bottoms up.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Much appreciated.
Unbelievably brilliant Eric Senich, who you said is encyclopedic knowledge of not just Van Halen, but so many rock and roll bands is just bizarre.
Yeah.
Says, happy 100th show, guys. I can't thank you enough for the support you've given to the Van Halen News Desk week in and week out and for keeping the Van Halen fire burning with the podcast. Hard to believe you're actually nearing the end of the journey, but what a ride it's been. And the podcast will rock, most definitely rock on and on and on.
Hell yeah. Well, hey man, like people like Greg and Eric keep us going, you know. Like, again, I mentioned the validation earlier, kind of giving us the sense of, hey, what we're doing is a good thing. It's a cool thing. People are enjoying it, and as long as people are enjoying it, then that's what matters. But it's very cool to get dudes like those two, the would-be experts, as I like to call them, because Corey and I are not. We're just simple, humble fans. But Greg and Eric, those are your experts, and if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. So I'm happy with that.
And we talked about it earlier, Kelsey said, what an amazing show you guys have come up with. When I first heard about it and was invited on, I was thrilled. As an avid Van Halen fan, listening to you two, plus guests, dissect their songs and truly appreciate their artistry warms my heart. Keep doing what you're doing. All of us appreciate what you do. So grateful I have something to listen to that delves into the musical creativity of my favorite band. Thank you, boys. I'm honored to have been a part of it. Isn't that lovely?
Hell yeah.
She's awesome. The best.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Yeah.
She just
messaged me this week, too, and was like, hey, I'm ready to come back on. And so I invited her to the live show on Friday, but she's working, unfortunately. But we'll get her back on, hopefully, in sometime in October or November. She's by far the most favorite guest of everybody. Like, we did those polls, like, who do you want to see back on the show? And Kelsey won in a fucking landslide over Greg Renoff and Eric Senich. So I think people just really gravitate to her. Just unbridled enthusiasm for this band. Like, just love of everything this band does. And it's just so infectious. And it kind of comes through. Through the podcast, so we can't wait to have Kelsey back. She's the best. Yeah.
When it's that thing too, you said earlier, like, she is the youngest guest. And maybe there was that father son duo you had on one podcast. The kid might have been younger.
Oh yeah,
Kelsey, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Probably. That's
But when you get when you see that next generation finding this music, and not just sort of, you know, she's not just wearing the t-shirts and sort of listening to Jump and Pound Cake. She knows that catalog inside out, upside down. Loves all of it, and she can talk about it. Just a perfect dream guest, really. Right. So
yeah. 100%. She's like the ultimate band for sure.
Okay. Heath McCoy says, hi, Mark and Corey. Congratulations on the 100th anniversary of the podcast. Like the two of you, I'd been listening to and loving Pod of Thunder for years when they were reviewing the entire Kiss catalog one track at a time. It was such a fun format, and I wish someone in the Pod universe would do the same for the Van Halen catalog. Lo and behold, in the spring of 2022, I discovered you guys. I think you're about 7 or 8 episodes in. I've binged them all and been hooked ever since. And then he says, I soon discovered that not only was Corey a fellow rocker and Rothite, but he was also a fellow Sasky. I reached out to him on the platform formerly known as Twitter to let him know I love the show and also to bust Mark's balls for his Sammy preferences. lol, as the kids say. I was also cocky enough to offer to go on the show if you ever needed a guest. And to my shock, you actually invited me. And since you've had me back a bunch of times, including the group shows where I loved interacting with my fellow lovers of the mighty... There's the word, Van Halen. It's been a blast and an honor. You guys rock. And then he says, P.S. Mark my words, Heath Murphy will have his revenge.
And he'll be on the live show Friday. I got confirmation from Heath. He'll be here Friday. So Heath Murphy rises from the ashes.
The revenge of Heath Murphy coming through.
Oh, that is 100% what you're going to call an episode now. Heath Murphy strikes back.
Yeah. I love Heath. And we share love of professional wrestling, too. He wrote a great book on Stampede Wrestling, which is very much an Alberta, Saskatchewan wrestling promotion. It's an amazing book. Everybody, if you're a fan of wrestling, even if you're not, just the stories in there are really fucking phenomenal. Heath McCoy, I even saw him on a biography of Bret Hart on A&E. I'm flipping through the channels and there's Heath on TV talking about Bret Hart. I thought that was really fucking cool. But Heath is super cool. He's been on this show. He's been on my Aerosmith show, and he'll be here Friday night talking about Women and Children First. I can't wait.
Well, just a genuinely nice guy. Speaking of genuinely nice guys, George Solano from the Judas Priest cast.
Yes.
Love George.
He says, I credit Corey and Mark, and this is a sentiment that I think is echoed by a lot of people. I credit Corey and Mark with helping me get deeper into Van Halen. They have a great rapport and are always pleasant to listen to. A big part of the fun of the show is the wheel. It's created so many memorable moments. You can hear the excitement in the dudes' voices when they spin a hit like Pound Cake, just like you can feel the palpable disappointment when they spin something from Van Halen 3. One such occasion I was fortunate enough to be on the show for. I says, congratulations on the very impressive run of 100 episodes. I'll be with you listening while you finish up the full catalog journey and then whatever lays beyond.
I believe George was on the once episode. I think it was once.
Oh man,
it had to have been one of those. Like, I remember him being on and it was just a very bad track, and that is a very bad track.
but George is the man, and I was chatting with him about it, getting him and Hattie, his co-host from the Judas Priest cast on the show. Hopefully we can make that happen before we run out of Van Halen songs, because she's a big, she was on one of our live shows. Actually, it was like 10 or 11 at night for us. It was like 8 in the morning for her.
Yeah.
She's like, I just got up. I got a cup of coffee. Let's talk Van Halen. And she was phenomenal. Hopefully we can make that work and get them both on the show. But George is fucking phenomenal. I love that guy. He does one of the best deep dive rock podcasts out there. Everyone should check out the Judas Priest cast. It's phenomenal.
You should, absolutely. And George, if you're listening to this, and it's before October 7th, I will be participating in a live show where we are doing a tribute to 80s hair metal and the like. And I am going to do my damnedest Painkiller rendition just for you. So,
somebody's got to record that.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
Oh, somebody's yeah, yeah, got to like, record I am, that.
I was re-listening to it today, too, and I was like, what have I done? What have I gotten myself into?
I have.
We almost did that album. Remember, Mark? On that,
yes, I
think on when I did a show called Power Positive Geeking, we're doing album reviews, and you wanted to do Painkiller. Yeah. So, Christy's got to record that. Yeah, that's got to be.
She definitely will. I'm sure there will be like other people, like our photographer. I'm sure we'll get video. I hope anyway, because we'll see how the night goes. But I only have
one question. I got one question for you, Mark.
Sure.
About that. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yes, but that's besides the
yes.
point.
Yeah. Amazing. I have never denied
being out of my mind. I've never denied it.
We need more Mark Kamire recorded stuff. Like whether it's in the studio or off the soundboard, Sean and I both agree we need more Mark Kamire live vocals and shit in our lives. So please record more stuff.
Well, stay tuned. Stay tuned, boys.
Excellent.
Okay, Scott Monroe, and you know this is going to be a long one.
Oh, boy.
Because his nickname is the Manifesto. Okay.
The Manifesto, yes.
So, and it's bullet point. This is itemized. Number one, I got into the show in August 2022 after seeing author Greg Renoff retweet the show that he guested on episode 40, Feel Your Love Tonight. I spent the next 2 months catching up on all the back episodes several times a week when I walked my dog. I didn't realize how much I wanted to nerd out on Van Halen until the show came into my life. And as I've said before, it's been particularly special in the wake of Eddie's death and felt like a way of honoring his memory. So glad I stumbled onto this podcast and the family that you guys have built. Number two. The live show in January for episodes 62 and 63, Jump and Run Around, was epic. Incredible spins and just a banger of a live show. Number three, episode 65, Little Guitars, was the show I guested on. And as we all know, that song remains our top rated track in the polls to this day, as we've covered. My show was also notable.
It's probably because it's Scott.
Yeah. He says, my show was also notable that it was the last guest, or I was the last guest to play Best of Both Books. And somehow narrowly lost to Mark. So that was the one time you won, dude.
Almost. Just somehow. Yeah. That's like my one redemption of these games that I'm not good at.
We got to bring that game back. I really enjoyed that one.
I think you should.
That was a fun game. Yeah.
Okay, number four, he says, and if memory serves, these were the Wild West days of the live stream before the Patreon, when anyone on the internet could join. And I think we were treated to some Zoom bombing trolls at the beginning of the fucking February live show. And
not fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do a crossover with another podcast I do. Yeah, go fuck yourself. You know, if you're going to just go and try and do that kind of shit on someone's live stream, grow up, get a grip.
Yeah, we learned a lesson about Zoom security, which is non-existent.
It's not a thing.
You check all the boxes, doesn't matter. Anybody can just crash it and fuck it up. But I was able to cut that out for the podcast listeners and the YouTube listeners after the fact. It was just the live people that were subjected to some awfulness.
So he finishes, finally, I have to call out the landmark first album ranking live show we just did for Fair Warning, and the instant classic meme of ejaculating and evaporating has to be in the conversation for one of the funniest moments in the podcast history. So again, it keeps living on because everyone else keeps getting it wrong. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't believe no one else had heard of that. Like, Come and Go is a chain of convenience stores in the States, and we always called it the ejaculate and evacuate.
And I would say
we just left it at Come and Go because it's like, it's right there. You know, the joke writes itself.
I mean, I remember Googling this. This can't be a real thing. I Googled it.
It is.
And I typed in C-O-M-E and go. No, it's K-U-M. Like, are you K-U-M? Fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
How did that get past anyone who's sort of reviewing these things?
To me, that sums up America perfectly. You named a convenience store Come and Go, K-U-M, and go.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not even going to defend it. Because I can't.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
America. Love it.
Okay, we've got another long one here from, I think the name, guys, I'm going to struggle to pronounce this. It's Tim Armbuster? Tim Armbuster.
Tim.
Sounds like an enchanter.
Exactly, yeah.
Tom Armbruster says, I saw a post on Twitter about this Van Halen podcast that I was listening to on Fire and Eruption. Sorry. I'm going to read that again. Fucking hell. I'll do this. I'll do that better and you can leave this in. I saw a post on Twitter about this Van Halen podcast that was listening to On Fire and Eruption around the time of Eddie's birthday. I tuned in and there were lots of chat about the weather. Hadn't started a poll or reading Twitter comments yet, but it was a chance to hear other people talking about Van Halen and I hung in. Backtracked the first episodes and became a fan. I tweeted enough about the show that one random morning I heard on an episode, friend of the show, Tom Armbruster, had this to say about, I don't remember what episode it was. He said, I bought a sticker, I bought a mug, because if you're going to be a friend of the show, you may as well be a good friend. Then Corey said those magical words, if you'd like to be a guest... I mean, does David Lee Roth have an ego? I was asked in April. The show was booked through July, and it was October before I got on the Zoom call, and we chatted about how to pronounce my last name. Why I was mad at Eddie, and why She's the Woman was a solid throwback to the Dave era. It hasn't been all fun and games. Corey and Mark savaged once from three hard enough. I boycotted the next show in protest. I still haven't gone back to listen to it, in brackets. It's always funny until it's a song you like getting roasted. I let it go and joined the Patreon, and honestly, lurking during the recording of the show is the highlight of my week. My tweets are guaranteed to be read, and after the initial confusion over the pronunciation of my last name, oddly, it's my first name Mark. It's my first name Mark seems to have trouble with. Over 100 episodes, Mark and Corey have built a great community here, and I'm happy to be part of it. Congrats on the ton, boys. Let's bring this bad boy home.
Thanks, Tim. That's amazing.
Always appreciate you, Tom.
Hey, you got it. You did it. Good job.
Like,
it's not just Heath McCoy who gets the name fucked up. It's Tom.
Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah, like, it's you know that it's not a, I'm not singling you out. It's a universal thing. I'm going to mispronounce everybody's name except for Kevin Brone.
Hey, Tim, Tom, if it helps, Mark called me Casey for like the first year I knew him. So.
Casey Morissette. He sounds like an accountant.
If only.
I don't know, dude.
Casey Morissette.
Casey Morissette, attorney
Alanis
at law.
Alanis is a less successful cousin.
That's right. Much less successful.
Okay, Sean and Todd McGinnity from the Sean Geek and Fast Frit podcast. They didn't send a piece of writing in for me to read out. They sent in a video. And I believe that Corey has it queued up.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I do. Let's check this out.
Well, hello there. Sexy people. Sexy people. So apparently there's a particular show that we listen to that they've come of age. They're now legal.
Yes.
So congratulations on turning 100. Oh, wait, who are we talking about?
Podcast Will Rock.
Oh, shit. This is the wrong one. I thought we were doing another show.
Oh, crap.
Oh, fuck. Oh well. All right. Well. Congrats, Mark and Corey, for making it to 100. Usually the ratio of podcasts that make it to 100, they usually cancel themselves, usually about episode 110. They don't usually make it past 100. So maybe we're sending this early. Maybe we should have sent this at 110.
Yes.
Anyway, no, it's a huge accomplishment. I love the show from the get-go. I love the camaraderie between the two of you guys.
It's awesome.
Yep. And a memory, I mean, there's several memories of listening to the show, but why would we not pimp our own show and talk about a memory when we graced your show with our presence? I think that's probably the best thing to talk about, isn't it?
Splat and bone.
Yes, I even bought the shirt. When I was drunk, out of my gourd, on the
last. Yes! Yes!
I went and bought a Splat and Bone t-shirt.
Our one sale. Woohoo!
Yeah. Right on.
Of course, you have to go listen to the episode. Man on a Mission. These two guys, these two handsome devils here. Yeah, but congrats. You know, you guys are great. Got a great show. You're one of the best. You're one of the only few shows I listen to every episode of. And here's to 100 more. Oh, wait, there's not enough songs to do 100 more.
No.
So you
spin that wheel.
So are you guys going to cap it? Wait, how many songs is it? 130? So you guys are going to make it past 110. Apparently, I'm still going with the same joke here. I'm just driving this joke into the ground. But anyway, I will make a suggestion for the next show that you guys do after the Van Halen's done. I know you guys talk about doing DLR and stuff. You should be doing an 11 episode show called Dome. Do me.
I'm down.
Yeah. You can analyze all 11 tracks off the Dome album.
I got it right here.
Just saying. I mean, you talk about great bands.
Yeah. They have a wheel, the Dome wheel.
The Dome wheel.
Yeah.
And it could just be a picture of at the top of our heads.
Yeah.
I picked them for my Van Halen cover band. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, thanks, Kevin, for doing this. We'll see you guys on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever the wordsmith, Todd McGinnity is over there. He just like throws in some ornamentation
and
sound effects while Sean awkwardly like makes his way through it. But no, I love that dynamic and I love those two dudes, man. Thank you guys.
Never laughed more than when they were on the show. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The absolute best.
A drunken t-shirt purchase is still the right purchase. So you know what? That's right. We accept that. We're so proud of you.
Well, two things there. First of all, if you're not aware of, you know, people who listen to the show probably do know these guys, but if you never listen to the podcast, that's basically what that show is. It's two brothers talking absolute nonsense for about an hour-ish, and it's incredible. It's absolutely fantastic. The second thing is they talked about merchandise. You know what, guys? You can go buy t-shirts. Go support Mark and Corey. You know, you've got the Patreon, and everyone should be a Patreon, but go buy a t-shirt, because like we said, you know, what more fun could you have than have, you know, apologies to Gary with Gary Sharon's face looking confused on a t-shirt in the mall and people saying, the fuck is that? What's that guy wearing, right? So
please get those shirts. Like we need the word to spread, because I just want Gary to see it and I want him to ask, like, what the hell is that all about? And I need for someone to tell him, like, dude, you gotta go check out this podcast. And just the thought of Gary Sharon going to our backlog and like getting caught up and like, all right, you assholes, I'm ready for you.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, you know, in like 3 years or something, he's retired, he's an extreme amateur anymore, and he's just catching up on some podcasting and listens to the show and contacts you guys like, I got some fucking balls to pick with you motherfuckers here.
Are you guys still recording? Because like, I got things to talk about. Like, we're not, right, but we will if we're done with the show at that point, we will come out of retirement just to talk to Gary.
It is on sale right now, the apologies to Gary t-shirt, for $21.91 right. Canadian. I'm sure much cheaper American.
Should be $14.95 in America.
There you go.
You can get the Alex Van Hyundai, which is one of my favorites. You called your shot. If you called your shot, I know Tom almost did.
I need that. Shit, I don't have that one.
But yeah, Mark has called it now. I've called it three times. You need your Manifest Club t-shirt. Some great designs here. Of course, there's the Place Flat and Bone artwork that T Public wouldn't let me upload for the longest time. But there's
Sammy.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Coming up with that amazing lyric. Whatever happened to Heath Murphy? The We Appreciate Your t-shirt, which we actually just sold. I just got the notification. Was that you?
That was me.
Oh, that was Kevin Brown that bought it. Thank you very much, Kevin. Yeah. Oh, there's the Kelsey Van Halen fan favorite designed. So many. Cult of Mariano. That was a thing for a while, but John hasn't been on the show forever.
Thing, yeah. Yeah. No, he's wandered off into
you gotta get
maybe
Mariano
he
back.
Maybe he drank the Kool-Aid. He drank his own Kool-Aid, and everyone else changed their minds. So.
Okay, well, I've got a few more testimonials here, boys. So Matt Lacasse, who you've had on two or three times now, says, Corey and Mark, congratulations on 100 episodes. Been loving the show since the beginning, and I'm glad to take part from time to time. I've always dug the enthusiasm with which you two address each song, good or bad, as well as how the show has evolved into what it is now. Fun to hear, and we'll look forward to listening to the next iteration once this epic catalogue is completed. Rock on, and in all capitals, apologies to Gary.
Thank you, Matt, man. Oh, yeah, always a pleasure having you on, and thank you for the kind words. And I hope you will stick with us, whatever happens after the next, what, 20-something songs.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that at the end of the show. We're going to talk about the future.
All right, all right.
Jeff Brewer, who, you know, is unrelenting in the lurker chat, says, man, there were so many memories that I can't remember. I mean, that's a semantically null sentence, which I'm not even going to get into. Apologies to Jeff. It says, the I'm the One episode kind of stands out, partly because it's so amazing, but also because the guys were going on about great lines from some of my favorite movies. I remember Eric Senich mentioning the most hilarious and perfectly delivered line of all time from Top Secret, when the general asks on the phone to be notified of any change in a patient's condition, then gets off the phone and announces, he's dead.
He's dead. Yeah.
Also, I laugh out loud every time Corey calls someone a thief of joy.
And he called me a thief of joy earlier tonight. Look at that. I can bring it right up. There it is. Yeah.
There you go.
Calling it back. He's like, he's throwing it back at you.
Top Secret is one of the most quotable movies of all time. That is one of the best.
It really is. It's great. Yeah.
Okay, so John Mariano has sent you boys a message.
No way.
He has. Oh, now, boy. I didn't. What I wanted to do was record this over the top of the music that it belongs with. So you'll have to sort of imagine in your head, Living Colour.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
you
no.
You probably know which song. Right, so, and he said, so this, I'm going to read this out verbatim. We're just going to go with it. It says, okay. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cult of Mariano T. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I'll vote on nothing you want to be. Oh, I'm the cult of Mariano T. Like Sammy Hagar and David Lee, I'm the cult of Mariano T. I'm the cult of Mariano T. The cult of Mariano T. Got it. That's just this repetition. Vote on spite, a Grammy Prize. When a guitar speaks, the guitarist flies. You won't have to follow me. Only you can set me free. I tell the things you need to see. I'm the smiling face behind your poll votes. Oh, I'm the cult of Mariano T. I exploit you, still you love me. I tell you one and one makes me. Oh, I'm the cult of Mariano T. Like Gary Cherone and David Lee, I'm the cult of Mariano T. Neon lights, a Nobel Prize, vote on spite, a Grammy Prize. When a guitarist speaks, the guitarist flies. You won't have to follow me, only you can set me free. I'm a Paul surgeon. You gave me fame. You gave me power in my cult's name. I'm every person you want to be. Oh, I'm the cult of Mariano T. And then he finishes, he says, ask not what your monkey can do for you. The only thing we have to beer is beer itself. Happy 100th, boys.
Oh, my you know God. What?
It probably took him 30 seconds to come up with that. Like, that is just John.
Yeah, 100%. Like, John, yeah, he is one of the most, like, just very quippy. One of the quippiest dudes I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. And, man, yeah, like, in spite of the cult itself, yeah, I miss that guy. You see what you've done, John? You make me miss you when you're not around. So
he threatens every once in a while. He's like, maybe I should come back on the Van Halen show. I'm like, absolutely you should. Just let me know. But
it's like someday, let Corey know, don't tell Mark, and then just show up and it'll
exactly
just
always pop, like, into the room.
It's a lovely surprise when Mariano shows up. So, and I never know. Never know.
It's the only way to do it. Yeah.
Well, you see him once a week. I mean, Corey, you see him once a week. Just tell him the wrong time. Just, I mean, he won't even know he's coming to the Van Halen podcast.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, John is the best. He's been with us since the very beginning. Are we wearing pants? He does amplify his character a little bit on podcasts, but you'll never find a more genuine, good-natured person than John Mariano. So I'm very happy that he was able to take time out of his busy schedule and wish us well.
Well, I will
another fellow feeding the monster guy.
I will promote another show that you do, Backtracks theme music with John. Yep. That again, he drops persona and it's just him. Yep. And it's one of those things where you think you've got this really sort of brash, abrasive front that he puts on. When he starts talking about film, that's his passion. And that's like, oh my God, this guy knows. This guy's knowledge is incredible on this subject. So you kind of listen to what John has to say on that stuff, right? So again, you know, you that's where you sort of hand the baton off when you're going to talk about technical stuff or procedure. That's where John comes in and says, well, this is why they're doing this and this is how this works and blah 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 blah. So I'm a huge Mariano fan.
He will let's
talk about the future, boys. You know, famously you've only got 27 songs you said left,
27,
or something right there.
Yeah, 27 on the wheel.
And you've had some ideas and you've talked about these on the show before about maybe having a Sammy wheel, a Dave wheel. Sammy's wheel is bigger. take from that what you will. And then maybe a sort of a Gary Cherone extreme wheel, and then maybe even a wheel with the listeners and the Patreons populate. So what are your thoughts about moving forward? Like, Mark, once Van Halen's done, are you out? Like, Mark, Corey, do you think, I've got too many other fucking podcasts, I can lose this one? What's the future look like, boys?
And I'm, you know, not to put it all on Corey, because it's not all on him, but, you know, yeah, Corey's on several podcasts that, like, keep him busy, and, you know, I can understand the feeling of overwhelm or feeling like you're stretched too thin doing all the things that you do. Corey is a rock star, though, so, I mean, like, it's just the fact that he is a producer extraordinaire, on top of the fact that he's a podcasting host for several of them, is really cannot be understated. I know he downplays himself, but that's fine. I'll uplift him. It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of I know it's exhausting for him at times. So if the necessity came to where we finish the show and we maybe don't quit, but like take like an extensive break just for his sake, I would be, you know, understanding, and that would be very a valid thing to do. But I'm of the mind of if everyone else wants to keep hearing us talk about these things, these ideas that we've got floating around, if they want to see us spin the solo wheel of Dave and Sammy, and then, you know, maybe the extreme wheel, the woofy wheel, things like that. If you all want to see it, then you let us know, and like make your voices heard, because that's really ultimately what's keeping us going, is the fact that, I mean, obviously this is fun. I mentioned that before. When it stops being fun and there's no listeners, like, we're out, but it's still fun. We do still have listeners. That's good stuff. And we love that you guys keep interacting with us. And as long as you guys keep doing that, then I see no reason why, you know, we can't keep on going, you know what I mean? So I am open to all possibilities. You know, and if we have to sort of at least, you know, take a break from this for at least for a little while, you know, we might do that, but I'm open. That's my answer, is like, I'm open to all possibilities.
Awesome. Corey, tell the people what they want to hear. Tell them that this goes on forever.
I go back and forth. It depends kind of on the day of the week. Some weeks I think,
yeah,
oh, we can keep this going for 2-3 years. We can do what the Pot of Thunder boys are doing. Like, we have solo wheels that could keep us busy forever. And, you know, I want to open it up to patrons. You know, throw a song on the wheel. You know, let's have a Patreon wheel, and let's talk about what you guys want to talk about. And then there's some weeks where just the negativity gets so much, and it's like, I don't want to fucking ever podcast again. There's so many more people better than me. Maybe I should just produce, be behind the scenes. Maybe somebody else should kind of take my spot. So I go back and forth. I really don't know. You know, we'll, Mark and I will have to have a discussion, you know, 27 weeks from now, you know, how we want to proceed forward. Like I said, I'm having a lot of fun still. I look forward to Wednesdays. I look forward to spinning the wheel. I look forward to talking to my friends, either in the lurker chat or when they're on the show, especially Kevin when he comes on. But yeah, you know, there are some weeks where I'm like, I should not be podcasting. I am the worst podcaster in the world. I should just fuck off and let people much more talented than myself take the reins. So the honest answer is 50-50 from my seat right here. Mark and I will have to have a talk. I am certainly up for doing solo stuff and doing Patreon requests and all that kind of stuff. And I'm certainly open as well to just shutting the whole thing down. So we'll see, you know, where the wind blows 27 weeks from now, I guess.
Yeah, and look, if you're a Patreon, you get to actually have this conversation in the Discord. So you can join Discord channel. You can talk to Corey and Mark directly about this kind of stuff, about what you want to see, what you would like, and, you know, be a part of that community where, look, folks, this takes work. You know, it's work or effort, maybe. Maybe effort's a better word, because work is something you don't love. But effort is, it takes a lot of effort to put this podcast together. And I know, as a podcaster, I know how that feels, where you're just shouting into the void sometimes. You think, does anyone really give a shit? Well, I think, conclusively, the community that you guys have built shows that people really do give a shit. Like, you're part of my week. Like, there's not a week goes by where I don't listen to your voices. There's not a week goes by that I don't look forward to hearing Corey and Mark talk about fuck whatever. I don't even wouldn't even give a shit if it was Van Halen anymore, right? Are we wearing pants? is insane. Like, that's the most insane podcast idea that I've ever heard, and I love it. Like, I've binged all those and listened through all those. So if you want any sort of validation about do people care, and then I think the Patreon base that you built and the lurkers that we have in the chat here and the engagement that you get on Twitter and, you know, the sort of the backing of people like Greg Renoff, Eric Senich, you know, all these people, that should be enough to show you that what you're doing is important to people. It's part of our lives now, and if it went away, that would be sad. But also I think that because we know you now as people, everyone would say, you know what, we get it. Like, if Corey needs to take 3 months off, or if Mark needs to go and get married and be in love for like 6 months or something, everyone would just go, yeah, totally. But and whenever you do something else, they'll go and find that, because they would miss your voices if they weren't there. So I just want to...
That's an intriguing thought.
I want to close by saying, from me, because I've got the mic and I've got a little bit of power in this episode, I just want to say thank you. For letting me be part of this family. Like I said, I've met so many amazing people. I've made friends. I know people now. I've found different shows. I found different music. Lynyrd Skynyrd. I've found there's tons of different things that I've found just because I listened to this podcast. You also helped me back to Van Halen, because I'd sort of got so pissed off with Van Halen the way they treated Michael that I said, well, fuck those guys. I didn't even know A Different Kind of Truth existed. And I certainly, I'd completely written off Diver Down. So this podcast has got me back into an understanding that Eddie Van Halen not only is a great lead guitarist, but is one of the best songwriters in hard rock there's ever been. And so that appreciation of music has been something that I value absolutely incredibly. And also, you both, Corey, you said it earlier in your little your closing there that you sometimes wonder whether you're a good podcaster. You, my friend, are one of the best podcasters in this fucking space. Hands down. There's no question about that. Mark, your personality and your ability to express yourself in terms that just sort of resonate with people is second to none. But more importantly, you're both really good people. And I know that we're sort of, you know, if you're sort of aligning yourself on social values, I feel a very strong kinship with both of you. So I just like to say thank you both for what you do. And please, 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 let's keep this going as long as we can.
Man, I don't even know how to follow up with that, man. This is a lot of kind words, and we appreciate it. Look, seriously, I echo that sentiment with all of you guys out there listening, all of you lurkers in the chat, our patrons, Kevin, you, for doing this. It really does. Like I said the word earlier, but validation. It kind of like validates that what we're doing is, even if it's just a little bit, it's meaningful, and it's helpful because it's entertainment. Because look, the world is shit right now. Okay, like the world is just total shit. So the best thing Corey and I can do is provide you a little bit of respite from the shit of the world and just talk about a band that we like, that you like, and we're not gonna get it right every single time. Obviously, all the songs are subjective, but nevertheless, the conversation is the fun part, the interactions that we have with you guys. Look, if we had no interaction with any of you guys, I'm pretty sure, Corey, we'd have called it a day a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I mean, it was just the fact that, you know, we called out and you guys answered, and like, and here you are, and you're sticking with us, and we have made it to 100 episodes. It's a milestone. And I guess I really didn't think about it until sitting down. I was like, oh my God, like we did a thing. Like, look at this thing that we did, man. It's cool. Like something we just built from nothing. And, it's special. It's a special. So bottom of my heart for sure. Thank you to Kevin. Thank you, everybody who listened, who shared, even those people that tune in just to tell us how wrong we are. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your contributions, because hey, if it's your 15 seconds you were looking for, you got it. So, you know, you're welcome.
What I love it, you mentioned this little community that we built. I don't know if we built it so much as that we all just kind of came together. I don't want to give ourselves that much credit, but just a consortium of good people who kind of came together to talk about music has really been the highlight for me. And all the assholes have kind of dropped off. Like, we used to get some emails, Mark, back in the day, the one guy who said, I don't mean to blast you guys, but here's four fucking pages about why you're idiots.
Blasting.
Yeah.
Why you bother me?
You know, anytime anyone starts a sentence with, I don't mean to, It's like saying, I'm not racist, but. Like, as soon as you hear that, well, yeah, I'm fucking out, then always I'm
that,
done, right?
It's that yeah. after but. Yeah, it's like everything, yeah.
You know, if I had to guess, I would say 60-40, we're going to keep it going in some form or another, but we're open to suggestions. You know, some weeks the negativity gets a little too much for me, and I get down on myself, kind of like this week. But you guys keep the lights on, and I thank you very much for that from the bottom of my heart. I didn't think anyone listened. Like Mark said, Feeding the Monster, we had, what, maybe 20 people listening to those shows, and only two would kind of reach out and say, yeah, and you know, it was 50-50 they liked it or not. Like, those shows were just so fucking weird, they were just out there. But I thought, who wants to listen to Mark and I talk about music? Well, you know we still rank in the top 100 on iTunes, we still rank the top 100 on Spotify. Like, people are listening, they're engaging on the polls, they're tweeting us, all that kind of stuff, and it makes us kind of feel like we're doing something right. And because we got such good people in our life like Kevin Brown, makes it all worthwhile. So I can't thank you enough, Kevin, for agreeing to do this. We thought the 100th, we were just gonna treat it like any other show, like what's just the big,
like a regular
deal,
show,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kevin's like, and the fact that, you know, Sean and Todd are like, oh, 100, that's a big accomplishment. They just did show 458, for fuck's sakes. So they blew past 100.
Say, like, they've like long left us behind in the dust.
Long ago. They're like, oh, 100, isn't that nice? Little babies reached
that's
100,
cute.
Isn't that
yeah.
something? Yeah. But I cannot thank you enough for everybody for the kind words, but for you, Kevin, for actually going out of your way to saying, hey, I want to help you guys celebrate your 100th and actually planning this whole thing. I wasn't sure how this show was going to come together. It went much longer than I thought it would, because I didn't think we could talk about this show for, you know, 2.5 fucking hours, but here we are. Just the man, Kev. And if I gained anything from podcasting, if the one thing I gained was a friendship with you, then it was all worthwhile.
Yeah.
Damn, man, it's all about connection, right? That's why we do all this stuff. Okay, well, where can the people find you guys? Let's tell people, if they don't know already, where can they find merchandise? Where can they find you on Twitter, on Facebook? Because Mark runs the Facebook account now. You do the Twitter account now too, right? You're
yeah, I was gonna say, Mark runs them both. That's why there's like like sometimes no activity whatsoever, and then sometimes it's like, oh, whatever. Just because,
and
like,
when
I'm
you're
so
late
terrible.
On the poll, you hear about it. They
that's
want
true.
The poll.
Look,
they want
here's
it
the
now.
Thing. But I appreciate, and I have told you guys, yeah, if I am slacking on when the poll comes out, let me know. You can make it as funny, you can bust my balls like all you want, just let me know, because it's like, shit, of course, because I'm a forget. Look, man, I'm getting old. Yeah, I'm forgetful. Sometimes life gets in the way. But if you didn't know already, you can find us at Podcastable Rock on Twitter or X, whatever the fuck it's called, until it finally just implodes.
It's fucking Twitter. I'm not calling it X.
Twitter.
It's Twitter.
Yeah, it's Twitter. The Bird app. You can find us on the Bird app at Podcastable Rock. And the Podcastable Rock on Facebook. I run them both. So, you know, if you have someone to yell at with our pages, you're not yelling at Corey, you're yelling at me, so maybe that'll help you, or maybe that won't. I don't know, take it for what you will. As mentioned, we are on www.podcastlerock.com. Find some merch. We have all kinds of merch. We kind of went through, if you watched here on the YouTube channel, you see some of those shirt designs. Get you some shirts, because they're very funny. Like I said, I'm looking to build an army of people wearing the Apologies to Gary shirt, because eventually he'll see it, and I don't know, I get such a kick out of that idea. It might come back to bite me in the ass, but whatever, I will take that. You can also find all the backlog shows on there, all of our socials information's on there as well. And you can find me personally at Mark the Bat on Twitter and Instagram. If you're in the Nashville, Tennessee area on October 7th, we're doing Biggins, a dedication to like big music, big hair, and big brains on people. It's basically a tribute to 80s hair metal and metal of the 80s in general. You can hear me do songs from Guns N' Roses, Judas Priest, The Cult, all these mentions. So I will do and Journey. I will do my best to do my best. I tried to get a Van Halen song in there. I managed to get a Van Halen song on the set, but I am not performing it, and that made me very sad that I'm not performing it, but, you know, c'est la vie. The guy who is performing it's going to be fantastic, so I'll make sure and get video of that. Corey, Where can the good people? Oh, wait, wait, wait. Before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and go over to our Patreon list, because we gotta thank the patrons. And specifically, I'm going to start with Brad Gould, because I have forgotten you the last couple of times, my dude. And I sincerely apologize for that. Brad Gould at the top of the list, just like I promised. So other patrons, Matt Lacoste, Nate from the Deep Purple Podcast, Rava Flav, Josh Caldwell, Greg Zito, Michael Griffith, Chaz Charles, Sean McGinnity, Kevin Brown, our gracious host, Per Lineker, Scott Monroe, Ryan Powell, Jeff Brewer, Ben Andreozzi, Tom Armbruster, Scott Everett, Heath McCoy, and Janice Risco. Thank you all so much. A lot of you are lurking in the chat, and just once again, thank you guys so much. And now I'll turn it over to Corey, where he can tell you where you can find all kinds of like-minded shows if you want to listen to stuff like us.
Oh boy, that means I got to talk about the Deep Dive Podcasting Network, which features such shows as Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited, featuring myself and Scott Haskin, Backtracks Theme Music, featuring myself and John Mariano, The Ultimate Catalog Clash, featuring myself and Kevin Brown. Kevin also hosts the Tom Petty Project and Seaside Pod Review with the one and only Randy Woods. You got Scott Haskin at Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast, and the Haskin Cask. Nate and John at the Deep Purple Podcast. The Simple Man at Skinnerd Reconsidered. Terry T-Bone Mathley at T-Bone's Prime Cuts on the Other Side. Rye at Sabbath Bloody Podcast. Paul, Joe, and David at In the Lap of the Pods. Andy and Matt at Hawk Binge. Eric and Jonathan at Maiden A to Z. Daniel and Josh at Diary of the Madman, the Ultimate Aussie Podcast. Ben and Sam at Universally Speaking, the Red Hot Chili Peppers Podcast. George and Hattie at the Judas Priestcast. Clay and Rye at North by South Podcast. Craig and Jonathan at So Far, So Pot, So What. Quinn at And Volume for All. Sav, Nick, Steve, and Mark at the Rock Roulette Podcast. Chaz and Greg at Regarding Lulu. And Chaz and Shats at Rush Rash. And of course, all of our friends at the Sean Geek and Fast Rap Podcast. You're All Doomed, a Friday the 13th podcast, the DLR cast, the Bogus Dota Show, Pod of Thunder, the recognized symbol of excellence in rock and roll podcasting, Booked on Rock with the legendary Eric Senich, Dissect That Film, Three's Company 2, a rewatch podcast. And Jeff Brewer says, are you going to split this fucking show into four parts? Because it's going way too long. That's our cue to shut the hell up. And shout out to Mark for not taking a pee break. We've already taken a couple. So amazing. Good on you, Mark.
Like a fucking
I took mine before the show. And yeah, believe me, it's coming. It's coming at me.
That pint is getting kind of low. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is. Once again, reiterate, thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Kevin Brown, for being our gracious master of ceremonies. And hey, what do you say, since you intro'd us, why don't you take us out?
We are. And the podcast, I'm going to do it in an American accent. Fuck it. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go all in here.
Ooh, do it. Do all it. Right,
we are. And the podcast will rock. And we will rock you later.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.